Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within European Union fora, and series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing the remit and functions of the Ministry in order to better understand its priorities at EU and international level. I am Antonella Gatz, Director of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel composed of Mr. Matthew Vella, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry, Mr. Darren Katkuti, Assistant Director, International Relations and Program Implementation, and Mr. Norbert Cilia, Senior Manager of the International Relations Unit within the same directorate. As the title of the ministry suggests, the remit of this ministry goes beyond education, but also covers other important areas such as education, sport, youth, as well as research and innovation. These four important remits have their own individual strengths for work that is carried out locally as well as in relation to the European Union and at international level. In order to better understand the work of the ministry, I would like to first introduce Mr. Matthew Vella, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Mr. Vella, the ministry has quite a large remit. Which are the areas falling under its remit?
Thanks a lot, Antonella, first and foremost. Thanks for this invitation.
I would like also to thank all the team that is involved in this initiative. We are very proud that your team and your directorate took such intensive work in order to have such program, and as permanent secretary of this ministry, I would like to express my gratitude to all those experts that will be participating in such program. As you highlighted, our ministry increased and enlarged its remit. Indeed, now we have the youth, research, we have innovation and sports, apart from the large segment, which is education. All these elements or teams, I would like to look at them as very complementary to each other. They are well integrated, and for sure such remit will help to attain quality of life towards not only to youths and our children from an education perspective, but also to society in general. Indeed, We work hard in order to provide present and future generation with the necessary skills and talents for active participation in society, and also we try to have future individuals that are ready to bring and attain necessary change. The patterns and process how learning is organized and how education takes place are consistently changing. And indeed, this is our primary role, that we have an educational system that is creating and enhancing our values, our norms, and also to prepare individuals with the necessary training in order to attain necessary changes.
You have mentioned that the main focus of the ministry is to provide present and future generation with continuous learning opportunities. How is this reflected in the core functions of the ministry?
Our remit of this ministry will create necessary approaches in order to ensure equal opportunities from aspect of quality and accessible education for all. As a ministry, we work to build an educational system which provides every young person with the lifelong learning skills, values, and in order to become more independent. We do such work through a number of interrelated initiatives which encourage young participation, and also through the involvement such as sports and other initiatives. It is very important, the element of the lifelong learning aspect, which is another very important element in this ministry. In this regard, our core function is to enable a diverse education landscape which offers a wide variety of higher education and training opportunities. Therefore, the ministry has a dual function. In this case, we are responsible for ongoing formulation of policies related to education, sport, research and innovation to ensure we are addressing the current and forecasting necessary challenges and opportunities in a holistic manner. On the other hand, the ministry also oversees the implementation of policies in these sectors, including the regulatory aspect. We do this by working with different stakeholders and entities across all fields.
Mr. Vella, you have mentioned quite a number of integrated functions which underpin the main operations of the ministry. Obviously, such operations require a coordinated structure to oversee ongoing developments across all fields. In view of all of this, what is the role of the Office of the Permanent Secretary?
The role of a permanent secretary, when you compare it with a private entity, it is like the chief executive officer. It oversees all activities, functions related with the different departments, with different directorates and agencies that fall within our ministry. Indeed, it is worth saying that within our ministry, we employ around 8,000 educators. We are factoring and assisting around 35,000 students, apart from the work that is carried out by the different entities and agencies. The Office of the Permanent Secretary is responsible for the overall coordination from an administrative perspective, from a policy perspective. So basically, it is responsible to see the implementation, carry out necessary evaluation, and even work in a proactive manner in order to forecast what is and what will be required in the future. Again, the coordination aspect with all directorates within the ministry and respective entities is a very crucial aspect in order to ensure that all measures are implemented and are well integrated. More importantly, the Office of the Permanent Secretary exercises an important, as previously mentioned, a monitoring function. Evaluation and monitoring are vital before we proceed with new initiative so that we continue working in the right direction. This is quite an important role in order to continuously evaluate these policies and even to bring the required changes. This is also enable us to understand what are the emerging challenges and to place ongoing challenges within the field of education, youth, sport, research and innovation within the wider context, including the impact of EU policies and legislation in the Finland Forum.
Thank you, Mr. Vella, for your explanation. Naturally, this helps us to better understand the level of coordination required in order to better implement the policies of the Ministry at national, EU and international levels. We're now stopping for a short break. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on the role of the International Relations and Programme Implementation Directorate in order to better understand the process of coordination which takes place to formulate the Ministry's position on the European Union-related matters and also when dealing within bilateral and multilateral fora.
Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. We're now switching our roles, and I am Darren Katkut, your co-host for the second part of this episode. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we're discussing the remit and functions of the Ministry in order to better understand its priorities at EU and international level. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, eufs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Minister's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Following our first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on the role of the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate. And in order to do that, we have Antonella Gatt, the director of the same directorate. Antonella, could you explain to us what is the role of the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate? What are its daily functions?
Many thanks, Darian. The International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate is composed of two units, the International Relations Unit and the Program Implementation Unit. The International Relations Unit is responsible for the monitoring and consultation regarding EU legislation that is being discussed on an EU level, that is in working parties in Brussels, and is also responsible for the preparation of any EU meetings that would be attended by senior level officials within the ministries. Therefore, the preparation of briefs, the preparation of speeches, so on and so forth. The International Relations Unit is also responsible for international affairs, that is, the signing and implementation of any memorandum of understandings that would be signed in relation with third countries, that is, outside and beyond the EU member states. The program implementation unit, on the other hand, is responsible for the monitoring of all EU funds that fall within the portfolio of the ministry, that is, EU-funded projects that fall within the remit of the Ministry for Education, Youth, Sports and Research and Innovation, and the respective implementation. Therefore, the program implementation unit monitors the disbursement of the said funds. It monitors and ensures that the funds are being properly spent and being disbursed in the first place. Furthermore, the program implementation unit is also working on the preparation of the new EU funds cycle, that is the 2021-2027 EU funds cycle. Furthermore, the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate is also responsible for the ministry's involvement in the Recovery and Resilience Plan, that is ensuring that the ministry's role in these funds is fulfilled. And the commitments taken on an EU level are completed in their entirety. And in order to elaborate further on my answer, Darren, could you please explain how the international dimension fits into the work of the ministry?
Yes, thank you very much, Antonella, for that explanation on what IRPID does as a directorate. And to go into more detail on that, you could say that as a directorate, we're responsible for coordinating all international-related matters, which obviously involves different levels of coordination. You could say that there is a multiple level of involvement. We're dealing here with both developments that are taking place at international stage and also keeping abreast with the developments that are happening within international organizations, such as the United Nations, for instance, and the UN-related forum on matters related to education, research, innovation, youth and sport, but also on developments that are happening within Mediterranean fora, such as developments happening within the Union for the Mediterranean, the 5+5 dialogue formation, and obviously matters related to the European Union, both at a domestic level and also within the European Union stakeholders. IRPID is responsible for coordinating the formulation of the minister's position on policies that are proposed by the European Union. This involves a role where IRPID itself is keeping all directorates and entities within the ministry informed of the latest directives, regulations and communications that are emerging from EU fora, but also from other international fora that obviously would impact the operations of the ministry. But also at the same time, IRPID is responsible to collect information from experts within the ministry and also its entities in order to formulate and provide feedback towards Malta's position when interacting also within EU fora. And obviously one important matter that that's sort of like governs the role of IRPID is definitely the European semester, which itself obviously is a structured process of how the ministry provides feedback on reporting and development, for instance, within the EU in order to measure the policy progress that obviously would have been made within the European within the European fora on matters related to education, mostly skills development, and also matters related to youth, sports and research and innovation within the respective working parties. More recently, we've also been involved in obviously monitoring the implementation of the European Pillar of Social Rights. In this regard, the European Commission has recently published an action plan for its implementation, and one of the targets that was proposed in the action plan was that at least 60% of all adults should participate in training every year. And this is a commitment that the EU hopes to achieve by 2030. Obviously, our directorate is also responsible for the monitoring of progress that Malta would be doing towards the achievement also of that target, but also towards progress that would be registered in terms of policy mechanisms and developments related to other important commitments within the education fora, such as the European Skills Agenda, the Council recommendation on vocational education and training, and also the Council resolution on the European education area, for instance.
I shall now turn to our panel member in today's open discussion. Norbert, as the senior manager within the International Relations Unit, could you explain what is the role of the International Relations Unit within the Ministry?
Thank you, Antonella. The International Relations Unit, as you both have rightly mentioned, is primarily tasked with coordinating the Ministry's position relating to international affairs and EU-related matters within the remits of the Ministry. These being, of course, education, sport, youth, and research and innovation. There are obviously a number of tasks attached in this regard. Some of these include following up on a daily basis international and EU-related issues pertaining to education, sport, youth, research and innovation, and also obviously keeping up to date with the latest recent developments within international and EU-related fora concerning these areas. We also compile the necessary dossiers and briefs for working groups for education, youth, culture and sport, which is referred to as EYCS, the Council, and other EU-related ministerial meetings. Apart from that, we also compile briefs for the Minister, the Parliamentary Secretary, as well as the Permanent Secretary when attending conferences and meetings abroad or also locally, such as, for example, meetings with ambassadors or high commissioners who are based in Malta. And we also follow internal and sometimes external consultations to draw up briefing and background notes, as well as instruction notes and speaking notes for working parties related to education and other meetings. So at EU level, as you mentioned, in Brussels, there are regular working parties, and these pertain to education, sport, youth, and for research and innovation, there are more than one. It depends on the area. The unit will also carry out an analysis of documentation originating from international institutions related to the Ministry's portfolio, and we then liaise with different directorates and entities within the Ministry on EU international affairs. As you also hinted at, apart from the EU dimension, we also coordinate bilateral and multilateral agreements with third countries or institutions. So, for example, sometimes we receive a request. We work very closely with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. We receive a request for cooperation on specific areas, such as, for example, on sport or youth or education development with a third country, which is not in the EU. In that regard, we would then consult with our entities and draw up a draft memorandum of understanding, which would then be signed once both parties agree on the contents of this MOU. The work within the International Relations Unit requires the need for conducting comprehensive intersectoral consultation exercises to construct consolidated and relevant positions for the Ministry. And we also provide inputs on all tasks related to the European semester process, as was mentioned, as well as providing other ministries input when these are requested on any ad hoc requests that we are received. And these are received regularly. We also represent and coordinate representation of the ministry in council working party and committee meetings. And we also are tasked with setting up meetings with counterparts from or representatives of appropriate government and non-government structures whenever required for issues related to the international affairs and EU affairs pertaining to the ministry's portfolio.
Thank you, Norbert, Darren, and Mr. Matthew Vella, Permanent Secretary for the Ministry for Education, Youth, Sports and Research and Innovation, for your insight on the ministry's remit and the functions of the Office of the Permanent Secretary and the International Relations and Programme Implementation Directorate. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed the remit and functions of the Ministry in order to better understand its priorities at EU and international level. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email euaffairs.mayor@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Thank you for tuning in.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.